Ever start writing a story and feel like it slowly breaks down the longer you work on it? That's exactly why Novellium exists. And no, it's not another AI tool trying to take over your story. Novellium keeps you fully in control while catching the issues that derail drafts. Plot holes, pacing problems, timeline slips, and character mistakes. It's like having a story editor beside you while your voice stays untouched. Everything feels cleaner, clearer, and easier to finish. Start using Novellium today and get your first month free with code PODCAST at novellium.so. That's NOVELIUM.so with code PODCAST.
Hello.
We're back.
I'm Lauren Bault.
Cameo win.
And we are Atypical Design Studio. So Cameo actually just got back from an amazing trip to Ireland.
It was incredible.
Yeah, you're feeling
a little jet lagged.
Yeah. I'm just tired, so we're not like the best today.
You know, that's just sometimes how it goes. Yeah. Sometimes you just travel across the world and then got to show up.
And then you got to you haven't had enough caffeine or enough sleep. So that's just where we're at today. So just letting you know ahead of time. Stare off into space. There's a dog out there on that balcony.
Oh, yeah, cute. Hi.
So today I'm going to keep it easy, kind of a softball one for us. Don't have to think too hard. wanted to talk about paint.
Ooh.
And how not all paint is created equal.
This
and
is
also
true.
Some maybe more textured wall treatments like plasters and lime washes and things like that.
Yes.
Sort of like our preferences, maybe why you choose to use a certain paint over another kind, when to use it, all that good stuff.
So cool.
That's been something that's been rattling around a lot, because I know sometimes we specify more specialty paints, and it's a lot of times why, what's the difference? So wanted to talk about that with you.
Maybe some good tips about how to pick paint and colors. I feel like that's always a little bit difficult, and there's a good way to go about it, I would say.
Yeah. Love to hear your way to going about it. How do you go about it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, sometimes people will just say can you really quickly pick out a paint color? And that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Because, you know, even if you get a larger swatch, you really have to put it up on the wall. And you have to put up a few different options. And I would say, you know, in larger, even 2x2, 2-foot by 2-foot squares, and on different parts of the space. So whether it's, something, a space that gets natural light, or you want to look at it during the nighttime in more of an evening type of light, or shaded area. So I think it's important to see the samples and how they evolve throughout the day and the different kind of lighting in different areas of the space and multiple colors. And that goes for, I think, fun colors, bright colors, but also neutrals and definitely whites.
Yeah, every white is so different. I mean, anyone that's tried to pick a white it's sometimes it looks completely blue or completely pink or completely yellow, depending on what you put it next to, and what time of day it is. So
totally.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And even with whites too, you've used this one particular white by this company multiple times, but you put it in a different space and depending on what it's with, it could look really different from the time you used it before. So lots of samples and preparing for that ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then, definitely thinking through the different sheens. So there's your flat matte type or your eggshell, semi-gloss, all of those things are really important to think about as far as how they wear, but also how they look. So I think a lot of the times painters like to use a different sheen on trim, for example, but that actually can change the color. So just something to think about.
And I think as far as the process of elimination, I've had that too, where it's the painter's coming tomorrow, we need you to pick a color, and it's it's not that easy. You really do. I like to bring paint decks, and then you've got your little tiny 1-inch squares, and just through like process of elimination, like looking at it up from this side of the house, looking at it from this side of the house, you know, narrowing it down between 3 or 5 different colors that you think are going to be the best options.
Yeah.
Then having the painter go get actual paint samples that they can roll up like on the wall or on the exterior of those 3 to 5, so that you're not trying 100 because that doesn't get you anywhere. And it's also important to kind of know where to start. So that's what I like to do. I like to have my deck, pick 3 to 5, and then have those up on the actual surface with actual paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then sit with that for 24 hours and be like, you know, this is how it dries completely. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times when it dries, it's a different color.
Totally.
And depending on like what actual material it's being painted on, whether it's a shingle or a stucco or, you know, just a drywalled wall, it's going to dry differently. Mm-hmm. Like you said, trim. Sitting with that for 24 hours and then being like, okay, I feel really good. And then kind of like going with your gut on which one you think.
Yeah, totally.
Feels the best.
And another thing to think about when you're picking out the different sheens too, is that usually like the more flat matte type will hide imperfections. That's why I think painters a lot of the time like to do that on ceilings, mm-hmm. because then you don't see like a lot of the flashing. So if you're maybe painting something yourself, you know, going with more of like an eggshell is gonna hide some imperfections. If you don't have like a perfect, what is it called? The level 5 wall, which is like really, really smooth.
Nobody
knows. Yeah, it's a process. You know, then you could go with that like higher sheen because you have fewer imperfections.
Well, and it also depends on the usage, right? If you're not going to be touching it a whole bunch, like your ceiling, like it's okay to have it be more matte, but on surfaces that, you know, like baseboards and things like that, that you want to be able to like wipe clean. Mm-hmm. That's why they do like an eggshell or a semi-gloss.
Yeah. And you're not going to want to put like a mat in a bathroom, like somewhere that's going to have a lot of humidity, for example.
Unless you use that new paint.
Oh, yes.
There is a new product, a new paint. What is it called?
I don't know.
Hold on. I think I have it.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That one.
Let me escape. Keep talking, I'll be back.
Okay, yeah.
Here it is, I have it.
Okay.
Luckily it was right here. Luckily we're in our sample library. God damn it, it doesn't have the brand name. Hold on.
But speaking of brands, they're not all created equal. So that's something.
Artemis,
yes. Okay. They're not all.
Oh no.
This is a dangerous career.
It's a tough day. Today's a tough day. Oh.
Danger, okay. Danger.
Okay. So, just spin around.
Yes. So usually I'm the accident-prone one.
Yeah, I just like bash my knee into the corner of the table. That's fun. So there's this brand called Artemis that we discovered recently that is a matte paint that is specifically designed to go into bathrooms and it helps avoid
mold
and it like absorbs moisture, mm-hmm. and it's got these like minerals in it. It's like a mineral paint that specifically is designed.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of chemicals like some of the, you know, older paints do. So
yeah, so that's a cool brand that we have just, I don't think we've used it on a project yet, but they have really cool colors. So definitely something we're going to be using in the future for like a bathroom remodel. And then what was the, VOC is mm-hmm. something I wanted to talk about too, which stands for volatile organic compounds, which is found in a lot of paints. And it's like the gases.
Yeah. Like the off-gassing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It emits stuff that's not necessarily good for you mm-hmm. and good for your family. So a lot of the paint, kind of traditional paints, have high VOC emissions. and a lot of companies now are starting to put out low VOC or no VOC paints.
Non-toxic
paints. Mm-hmm. So when you're painting or if you're in a freshly painted space, you're not going to be inhaling those fumes,
chemicals,
which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So if you see a paint, that's why we're like, they're not all created equal, especially like the, I don't know. There's different brands. I know like Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams are kind of like the big dogs that the painters love to use because they use it all the time. They're used to it. They know the product.
Mm-hmm.
They can get it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They can go same day and usually pick it up. So that's a lot of times why they use that. But there are a lot of really cool, like, kind of smaller brands that have amazing colors that have been doing like the low VOC, no VOC thing for a while, that we like to support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love, and like going on that note too, and looking at the different brands, I think also the colors are very different as mm-hmm. far as going to the different brands. So like when we specify any brand of paint, like we're really specific to make sure that the painter uses that one because they say they can match and it never actually turns out the way, you know, exactly the right color.
I also have sort of a what's it called when you have like
words are hard again.
Words are hard for today. When you have like integrity, like I have like a thing about taking a small independent mm-hmm. paint company's intellectual property in their paint color that they have developed and saying, oh, just take this and go match it at Sherwin-Williams. Like, I have a really hard time in good conscience doing that.
Yeah.
If I absolutely have to, I've had a project where a painter absolutely refused to do a different brand. And it does, and it's not really in your control. So I had to say, well, this is the color we want.
I need some coffee. Coffee break.
I had to say, like, this is the color we want. And then had him swatch that to make sure that it was actually the match that we wanted and the color that we wanted.
Yeah.
But I generally do not feel good about doing that. Like, I'm like, if I'm going to spec a color from this small company, I want to use that paint.
Yeah.
Unless there's a very solid reason why I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Some other brands that we use are like Backdrop is one of my personal favorites. I use Backdrop paint in nearly every single project. And I've had, you know, painters be like, I don't know, I've never used this project. It's out of LA. How is it? It's going to take a minute to get here, you know?
But it's worth it.
But then once they've used the product, they're like, oh, this is actually a really nice product. Mm-hmm. And they're happy to use it. So then I can use that for, you know, future projects as like, listen, it's really good. It holds up. But sometimes you have to like personally back that and be like, listen, if it turns out that it's really crappy and it's not performing, like I'll stand behind it and I'll make sure that it's, you know, it's going to be right for the client.
Yeah. I think another point that's good to explain is also matching painted cabinetry to paint colors because mm-hmm. Always get samples of that from whoever's making your cabinetry because it's one thing to just go in if you're like repainting cabinetry on site and actually using the paint, but a lot of the times cabinet companies will use like a special
adhesive.
Like cabinetry paint grade in their shop, and so the color will change a little bit there too, so you wanna
make
sure.
And that's one of the reasons like a lot of times cabinet painters will like, I'm not going to use this product on a cabinet because I don't know how it's going to perform, and that's something that's like super expensive if you have to redo it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sometimes we'll have to be like, can you color match this?
Yeah, not, we also
it
really
hurts a little.
It does. Yeah. And kind of speaking of color matching too, like we also really love using wall covering in our projects, and so House of Hackney actually has a bunch of paint now that matches specifically to their wall covering, which is really cool.
Super cool colors.
Very
and, like,
pretty.
Wackadoodle colors that are just like awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you would never like pea greens that like go perfectly with the shade in the wallpaper.
Yeah. Which is fun to use on trim or ceiling.
Could be really fun. So that's another fun one that we have just started kind of specking a little bit.
And I think, I guess the other types of paints are like lime wash or...
Yeah, we didn't get to that. Plaster, Tadalact. So that's like a, what's, you're like the sciencey person.
Oh, I don't know that I am in a sciencey mindset right now.
But the differences between...
Like the Tadalact is more of a...
It's like
a lime wash paint, but it's water resistant. So you can put it in showers. But I don't know that that's really... It's actually not really a paint. It's more of a plaster application. Mm-hmm. So like there's lime wash paints like Portola or... what's that other brand?
House. Something House.
Yeah. So yeah, there's lots of different like types of paints, but you can kind of get this like velvety finish that gives it a little bit more movement and texture. So rather than just having like a flat color on the wall, it makes the space feel like a little bit more antiqued, mm-hmm. or just that texture that maybe you would see in Europe.
That's kind of older.
Aged. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like Tadalact is more like a Venetian plaster. Like, it's got that kind of, like, sealed look to it. And it is that you can put it in showers. So that's a really cool option.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit hardier. Whereas, like, a lime wash is very tactile. And you can, like, rub. It could rub off, potentially. So you have mm-hmm. to be careful where you put that. But that is for, like, an accent wall or maybe a room that's not going to have little children running around touching it. Could be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. We love using it on like fireplace surrounds mm-hmm. or hood surrounds.
Yeah,
that's good so, point. Yeah.
Yeah. Not high traffic areas. But mm-hmm. I was thinking of doing like a white lime wash in my bedroom because I really like having a white bedroom
mm-hmm.
that feels very like kind of spa-like.
Softens it though.
Cozy, but mm-hmm. it's just like white paint right now and it doesn't feel... cozy. So
yeah,
it's like if,
cold.
Yeah, if we do just like a plaster application, that'll give it some depth, some shadow, some tactility. What was that cool hotel we stayed in LA that had like all plaster on the inside? We stayed somewhere cool in LA that had white plaster inside. We're on it. We'll think about it and we'll tag it below if you're really interested.
It's in Los Feliz.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. We'll tag it. It was awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anything else you have to say about paint? Before we like lose my mom and dad that are still watching?
No, I think just, you know, make sure you give yourself time to pick it out. Understand that it's a process. It's not something that just can happen on a whim through, you know.
Yeah. Or you're going to regret it.
Yeah. You really have to do samples. And then... I think, you know, with your painter, always think through the different sheens that you're going to use because that will change the pricing, mm-hmm. You know, doing...
How many different types of paint they have to do.
It's a lot of different, like, taping
they
and prepping.
Just spray it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a good point. But yeah, have fun. Use colors. Don't be scared to mix it up. And that's all I have today.
And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
My stomach is growling. I'm starving. I need coffee.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go get to work.
We'll see you guys next week. We'll be better, I promise.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.